Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
The great Hollywood Craig Klein. Hello, Craig.
Hello, everyone.
You know Craig from Diamond Dogs, of course. And how much fun was that, first of all?
We had a heated one. Zeno Titty, Chris, he's the best.
He fits in great.
He adds a lot, yeah.
Okay, much now this is a lot of behind the scenes. Let's say you're new to the show.
Right.
This is Keith. This is his longtime friend, Craig.
Right.
A lot of us don't understand, like, maybe this is a bit and they're not actually friends. We're going to find out. It's very, very odd. One yells at the other one goes, you know, it's a lot to think about. So that's the dynamic we have going on. You'll see. All right. We'll get into it.
Well, we do the mic check and it's right. Tell me I'm wrong, Ken. That we do the mic check and it's boom, 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 boom. And every single time, even if it's Diamond Dogs, the VIP show we do. Craig, how's it going?
Well, thank you.
All right, we'll get him excited. Don't worry. Perhaps you already saw the title of the show. We're going to talk about that, but you can't, when you go on YouTube, talk about drugs the first like 5 or 10 minutes. They don't like it. So I have an innocuous story to talk about first. Cardi B had a drink thrown at her, ice and some kind of liquid. And Cardi B is like, enough with this shit, throwing shit at performers. She took her microphone and threw it at the woman.
Oof.
I say good, but then it's clear you lip sync.
Ah,
she's like, oh, now what? Whoops!
Leave it to Keith to find the lesson we wouldn't have thought of.
Right?
You thought it was going to go one way. No.
This is in a Las
Vegas. The toughest telling on yourself ever.
Right. This is was in Las Vegas, and somebody that works behind the scenes there with her put the microphone on eBay. And it sold, supposedly, if assuming the person shows up, $99,900. Now, picture you come, I have that mic. Now, it's going to go to, you know, the money's going to be sent to charity. But still, the person's really paying that money for, right. It's really paying that money for the mic. Now, you come to my house, I'm the douchebag that bought it, and you hold the mic and you drop it by accident. Do I get upset?
No, it's now worth more. That's the mic drop mic.
Right. I have celebrities just come over and drop the mic.
Right. It's on brand. And then you have them sign a thing. I dropped the mic. Signed, you know, this guy.
The 30-year-old wet-ass pussy rapper chucked the mic at the woman at this beach club. This was on July 29th. The unknown liquid and ice was thrown at her. Scott Fisher, whose company The Wave provided audio support for the show. Okay, so it's his mic. Listed the mic on August 1st for $500. A day later, the first bidder was $11,700, the money going to Friendship Circle Las Vegas and the Wounded Warrior Project.
May I say that the fact that it was the sound guy selling it, I'm now on board.
Yeah, okay, right.
Thoughts and prayers.
He says, I don't get it, but there's collectors out there that like this kind of stuff. Fisher isn't sure that the top bidder will come forward and buy the mic. But he's confident that somebody will, and whatever I finally get, it'll be enough to cover the cost of the mic and split the rest between the two charities.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Like, it was your, it was your,
it was your mic
stuff. Yeah. Yeah, that was thrown down. It was your property that was thrown. You're allowed to sell it to get back what you need. And the fact that it went to 99,000 just shows how ridiculous we are. I mean, this all goes to how we're wearing Crocs like it's regular. We are just idiocracy.
Right.
Just right there. Just here's a documentary. It's us. We're idiots.
All right. Let's, I think enough time went by. Let's talk acid. LSD. Lucy in now, the Sky.
Can I just catch people up, Keith? You just recently this weekend did acid for the first time.
Saturday night, 11 p.m. And it lasted at least 48 hours. Embarrassingly, I had to tell Chemda, I'm a grown adult that doesn't understand drugs. We can't do Monday's show.
Yes. Okay. And that is, I like that confession. I'm a grown adult who doesn't know what drugs is, because that is all encompassing on your acid trip and your response to it.
Yes.
Now, Craig, on the other hand, friends for over 2 decades.
He drips
here.
It in his eyeballs, an asshole.
Well, you've done acid at least 100 times. Can we say that?
Holy.
I've comfortably taken hundreds of doses of psychedelics.
Okay. So we have an
I've
expert.
Taken acid a lot.
Well, I wouldn't be able to button my own shirts either. Craig makes so much sense to me that clothing is for scarves only. Now I get it. 100 hits of acid. Holy hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once again, yeah, somehow there's you guys a
before
are
and after.
Right. Yeah. He was in a tie when I first met him. Cut to two decades later.
So after hearing about Keith's trip, it can I recap your trip, please?
Please.
Okay.
I wasn't there.
He never took acid before, got a tab from friends of the show.
Yes.
From like a decade ago or
from
something.
Those in the know, TJ and Benji. TJ identifies as a dog in his free time. He finds it fun and sexual and interesting. And then I did acid and I get it now. Sure. I'm a cat. Well,
you're also the person who married them. We have like a very
yes.
beautiful relationship with these two, and we trust their acid.
Yes.
Like, I think that's important.
Yeah.
Now, it was 11 p.m. at night. You took an edible, which I assume kicked in, and you're like, well, if this is fun, wouldn't acid be fun, right? So at 11 p.m., you decided to stay up all night.
I also thought, not that this matters, but I also thought, why didn't I do it during the week that Hemda had COVID and was sick? So I'm like, all right, let me do it on Saturday. Now I at least have 2 days to recover or a day and a half.
Now, if you look at Craig and my faces, we're trying not to be judgmental about the stupid math that we just heard, but our faces tend to give ourselves away. So if you're listening as a podcast,
it sounds like you've been trying real hard these last couple days.
Yeah. The disdain in your voice says everything as well.
I don't know how you can hold it in. You're doing so well.
So if you want to watch this on YouTube, maybe there's some extra stuff in our eyes. But yes, that's Keith's math. And then by about 7 in the morning, the acid was pretty much done, but Keith's body was not. And he ended up staying up, feeling hungover, dehydrated, all of that. Now, Craig and I tend to blame Keith because, as you know, you said we were in the chat last night and you said something, Craig, exactly right, where it's after 7 a.m., it's not the acid that's fucking with your body. It's what you did to yourself. It's your life choices that are fucking with
right,
your body.
Right. I didn't do a diet for a week ahead of time.
Right. And then that's how you interpret it. And once again, we try to not roll
first
our eyes.
First of all,
anyway.
I Googled it afterwards.
After the fact.
Sure.
Good job.
But I come up, diets come up. The hangover I had comes up almost 50-50 as opposed to a clean high. So what I did Google and research is what I was going through. I would have went through that most likely, even if I knew ahead of time people end up like that.
What kind of stupid shit to say is that?
I Googled it. What stupid shit? I Googled it and all this shit came up. I didn't say, please tell me I'm dehydrated and it's not my fault. I did the research.
You did the research afterwards, and then say that it's not going to be different after the research, even though the research said, don't do things that dehydrate you like edibles. Start at 11 p.m., stay up all night, and then decide your body is hurt by acid.
You take first
49
of all,
year old.
You're acting like I went to Hemda.com and it said, don't take an edible, Keith, and don't. Well, of course it didn't say. It also said, if you did, because then I'm looking up, what if I did do this other drug? They're like, it weakens the effects of the acid. Well, thank God. If this acid was any more powerful.
Craig, would you like to talk to your friend? Because I clearly am not.
First of all, this was Craig's idea, so it's all his fault.
Oh, and he's blaming you. He's saying that you okayed it.
I know, it's insane. It's insane. So, I know where he's coming from, so let me go ahead and explain that.
By the way, this is a person who after his mom, RIP, sweetheart of a woman, died, he decided he's going to do DMT the next time he gets his hands on it. Can you not? Craig?
Hemda's acting like we all... it really is a flip of the coin, this acid.
Don't say what Hemda's acting like. Hemda's very clear
you
to
are,
everybody
you. Are.
You.
You're acting like the acid isn't a problem for fucking anybody.
I didn't say that.
As if
I didn't
we
say
don't
that.
Know. As if we
I didn't
all,
say that.
It is what you're acting like. You're saying that
I'm not
that.
Acting like that. Okay. You should know acting. You go to every fucking movie. I'm not acting like anything.
We all know. Well, good. I hope you're not. Because we all personally, I think this is safe to say, know people where acid... At least somebody where acid may turn them into a, what can you say nowadays? One of God's special angels on earth.
Oh, what? Okay. How did we get there?
No?
You're not listening. Craig, please, angel.
Yeah.
Special
yeah.
one.
Let me try to,
Good luck.
If you were
see what
to
you
look
do,
up.
See what you turned Craig into?
That's his acid kicking in.
Did you have, angel.
Have some water and a salad, Craig. Thoughts and prayers. Oh, my God.
Did I ever say have water and a salad, for fuck's sake?
Over the last two days when we talked about this.
And Keith, to be honest with you, you're arguing like a bad girlfriend right now. You're essentially being like a boyfriend.
Or other.
You know what I mean? Like somebody's saying, like, hey, you're acting, I don't think you're hearing my point. And then, I'm so fucking stupid.
You're acting like Henda wasn't just yelling. Henda's nervous that I'm telling people not to do acid. And let me tell you something.
Then what's the fucking problem?
Then what are you nervous that I'm telling people?
The misinformation. The redirect of stupidity, the ignorance.
Go ahead. Explain how acid is asparagus.
Oh, again? You want me to explain?
Not you. I want you to be quiet. I want Craig to explain because he did it 1,000 times and apparently is normal.
Okay. So Keith, you just have to take my word for it that it wasn't the acid that made you dehydrated. Acid doesn't make you dehydrated. Now,
before I don't even know if I was dehydrated.
Stop!
But this isn't true.
Stop!
This isn't true.
Hold on. You're never going to get to the answer.
I don't care.
Don't let me tell you. You do.
Now, that's
I'm never doing acid again. Yeah. I don't care.
Fine. But let's talk this out. Actually, what's happening is your behavior on the acid, which is a commonplace that they have to list it as a possible outcome of doing acid because they know people are going to get so in their heads or in their minds or into doing what they're doing or not feeling like they want to stand up that they don't go and get the water and they don't drink the water and they don't have somebody to remind them of water. And by the way, bro, I've been where you are, except now when I'm doing it with friends and we've all done it before, we say, hey man, isn't that cool? Yeah, make sure you drink some water. We lay back down and we check in on each other. We move through the night making sure, hey, I'm going to walk outside. Maybe that's not a great idea. I know that seems like a great idea, but it's not a great idea. In fact, have a banana. You're shaking a little bit, right? And everybody is good. That's what you're attaching when she's saying guide, like she's viewing the world through your black and white lenses. But when try to meet her where she's at, try to meet me where I'm at, there is gray. And that's what we're trying to explain.
How long should I have set up a guide for? Why are you rolling your eyes? That is an important question. If you're asking someone to be your guide, they might have a schedule.
It's not important.
We don't even talk about guides. It ruins the fun.
Exactly. No, because what you're saying is you're saying, hey, all right, so what is the prescription here? How many do I take and when do I take them? And what I'm saying is that it's more fluid than that. It's somebody that's around you that's checking in on you and that's saying, hey, man, let me help you out because I don't think you're seeing what I'm seeing.
But they have a job. Is their job fluid?
It's not important.
It's not even about that, bro.
Can I have a different analogy to this?
Yeah.
Okay, there's a great hike just like 2 hours up north from New York City.
Oh, that's hell.
Yeah, but it turns out.
Go on. Hold on, let me get my pen. Where's this at?
But it turns out a lot of New York City people know about it. So if you're going on a Saturday, Sunday, then you're going to be you're going to be turned around. You're going to get there. There's not going to be enough parking and they don't allow people. So it's a whole to do. So you got to plan it. You got to think ahead. You got to pack the car maybe with people so that everyone gets a chance. You got to go on an off day, things like that. And something as simple as a hike. What's a hike? It's walking. Why do I have to have a parking spot? Why do I have to have thoughts ahead of time? It's the adult planning. If you're doing something like acid, which is called acid, which people take seriously and with you can't willy nilly do it and go, why didn't you tell me? Or even if I knew,
this guy smokes DMT on Tuesday.
It's so just so.
But I'm a fucking psychonaut, man, and I have been where you are, and I've sussed out how I could do it better. When I take MDMA, I'm not raving and sweating next to a speaker because I know that's going to dehydrate me and could have counter effects on my heart. I take vitamins to supplement what it's really sucking out of my body, and the next day I'm fucking golden, man, because I'm a psychonaut. And I'm sorry, Keith. You were not, and you should have relied on somebody that was. Call it a guide.
I left you messages all night.
Call it a friend. Leaving messages all night.
Why are we not talking about that you have to schedule a guide and that talking about time is dorky?
No, no. Okay, let me tell you, exercise that from your mind. And this is actually what we're saying. We're saying when you remembered when we were in the chat weeks ago and you said, oh, I've got acid. And I think you said offhand, should I take it? And I said, yeah, absolutely. Because we were there and I would have guided you immediately without you even asking for it because I was around. You said, no, not right now. I'll do it later. Now you've had it for 10 years. So I didn't take that seriously. Hold on. And when I got a text message, where you just sent me a video of you unwrapping acid and then you said, I've taken acid. I immediately called you because you've made a grand mistake. What? You misunderstood.
Let's go back
my
to this chat room.
Affirmation.
This is important. The chat room's going to be my guide. Can you fucking imagine that? A. B.
I would be.
B. That you'll be in the chat room for 24 hours? This is silly.
No, dude, I would be able to set you up and get you into a place because you are an adult where I'm sure you could have handled when I wouldn't be able to be there for you. All you needed was somebody to set you up.
With water and you know a multivitamin.
Hey, by the way, you know what? The very first thing I would have told you, don't fucking do it at 11 o'clock on a fucking Saturday after you're already. And by the way, I'm sorry, Keith, but I just have to, this is true to context. When Keith takes a certain amount of edibles, he is damn near Roseanne on Ambien, right? And
I'm not racist.
Besides racist, this.
What are you saying? He's loquacious. He's open. What are you saying?
No, I'm saying
I wouldn't want to be compared to Roseanne.
Yeah, okay. I'm saying that he.
You don't
is,
know what I think about the Holocaust.
I'm saying he is belligerent. He is like, hey man, are we fucking sucking cocks or are we fucking sucking cocks? And I honestly, it took a while for me to be like, are you drinking again? And I'm like, no, he's just having a great time on edibles, which fine. I'm not judging that. But what I'm saying is that and it's immediately what I said when I called him. Did you already take it, dude? Yes, I already took it. Man, you're already on edibles. This is not a good place to begin. You're alone in a shitty apartment with, I'm sure, like overhead neon lights. You know what I mean? That are flickering. You don't have somebody like me to come in and like put a mood light on there because I know it's going to be better for your mind.
You were going to come over and put mood lighting in?
I would have told you how to do it.
I'm going to go to Home Depot. Then fuck acid already.
See,
I got to do construction.
I mean, come on. Yeah, come back. You know what I'm saying? It's a vibe, bro.
Honestly, please don't do acid again, okay?
Don't act like you said it. I said it. Please, me, don't do acid.
You can't fire me.
Yeah, I quit.
You can't because Keith sees people who take these kinds of drugs as druggies because we were born in the 70s. And that's just what it is. There was a war on drugs as we grew up. And so when you hear people taking psychedelics, acid, mushrooms, whatever it is, it's like, oh, you're goofy and you're out of control. Where when you talk to me about drugs from Tylenol to psychedelics, I am such a dork.
That's where I want people to know my face starts twitching.
I am such a dork.
Tylenol to acid.
I'm saying I am such a dork. I am looking at all of the directions as much as I can before I shove something in my body.
I should warn everybody, I'm actually on Advil right now. So what do I need to do?
But do you see, if the fact that you don't even see the comparison, you shouldn't do drugs at all. At all. They're all drugs. Everything I just said is drugs.
Food's a drug when you think about it. Coffee, Mom? I can't do weed, but you can have coffee.
I totally agree with what you're saying, but also I would like to underscore the fact that in addition to psychedelics, specifically LSD, I would say in a weird way, because it is man-made. And so it's not something that humanity is like in the same nature as, you know, in a way like mushrooms are, like your body's going to sort it out. Yeah. LSD was made by man to poke your fucking buttons, bro, and send you to outer space. And if you don't really kind of understand the fluidity of it and how it is totally susceptible to persuasion, and how you are framing that thing is how it's going to be affected in very specific ways.
He's checked
that's
out.
Something that, well, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's silly.
This is so important. It's so important, or you're not doing it. You're not fucking doing it.
Please don't. Unless you take these considerations.
I just said
Don't. I'm not talking to you anymore.
Don't act like everybody's not yelling, by the way, folks.
Okay. I don't want to get ahead of you. And if so, then, Dan, I'm sorry to spoil, in the near future. But this, I think, is like a pitch perfect place to kind of prove our point, Chemda. And throw this acid tapes that I, as a best friend, back into the conversation.
That's the guy my guide is recording me.
Because motherfucker, not only was I on the phone immediately, and I stayed on the phone with you indefinitely. I was ready to write it out with you, and I was even rolling my fucking eyes, and it hadn't even hit in yet. And I'm pretty sure that you wanted to like have some alone time or something like that. So you let me go. So the only reason I wasn't with you into the wee morning was because you asked me not to be. But Chemda and the listening audience, he sent
my dear people.
Anybody but Keith.
By the way, audience, you look gorgeous today. Continue.
Thoughts and prayers.
He sent me a string of voice memos, as we've discussed. He sent me a string of voice memos all throughout the night. And I don't know how he's presented these, but there was no conversation. This is Keith to Keith, to me, but
this is how I want to use my guide.
Yeah, this is how he's using his time.
They
say,
don't do it alone.
And I am also such a good friend that I recorded all of this.
That's a power, right?
And I hope this is to my point. I hope this proves, hopefully to you, Keith, while you're listening to this, how fucking great of a time you were having.
It was
even
great.
Though you were being annoying. You were really.
Oh, it was like, my day.
You were so sweet in a way.
For 8 hours, I said I was laughing my balls off. For example, I'd think, man, life is dumb. I go to work every day. You go to work every day. I give you a little money. You give me a little money. I give you a little money. And then I just laugh my balls off. Okay. You know, I was talking to my brother Ken also that night, and the only note I took, thinking I'd take notes, was the word sincerely. I'd be like, Ken, sincerely, but let's be serious. And I'm sure there's voice messages we'll hear, but I'm sure I probably said that too. Seriously, though, because it is fucking hilarious, but it was the hangover after, and I got to tell you, I don't believe it was because I didn't eat a carrot.
That's what we said. Okay.
No, you said water. You said something even more stupid.
Oh my God.
Did you have water?
Can you imagine?
I'm not in my right skin, and it's because I didn't have water.
Unbelievable. You're a human. Okay.
Did you have water?
One point that I just realized, you know why psychedelics aren't or, you know, these things aren't good for Keith is because even in the throes of like baby eyes acid vision, where this guy is sorting it all out, he is so fine tuned by his fucking abusive father to not be tricked that even when he's like, oh man, well, I'm figuring it out. There's money. Did you hear the tone that was in his mind? Oh, we've got money. Oh, I'm figuring. figuring it out. Oh, I guess I've got a real epiphany here. He's not even going to be tricked by himself, motherfucker.
Well, there are no fucking epiphanies. You heard Mike Kaplan's stupid epiphanies.
There you go.
Be nice and share your toys. Mind blowing.
Sounds like
all these guys were assholes, doesn't it? I learned that shake hands if somebody puts their hand out. Fascinating shit. Here's somebody rating. My epiphany was we're all going to die.
I'm sorry. Hold on, Pete.
No, I'm talking.
What Craig just said?
We're all going to die. Nothing matters except that what you make matter. Oh, these are such deep epiphanies.
Hey, Femda, please.
I think it's all there. I don't even think we have to say anything. Like, it's there. Everyone's hearing what they're hearing. So somehow, Craig and I are having a completely different experience as Keith right now, but he doesn't understand how acid would have a completely different experience.
I didn't say that. I'm saying it does have a completely different experience to different people because I Googled it and I learned that. And these things make me sick. MDMA makes me sick. Mushrooms makes me sick. They don't make you sick, apparently. That's it. I'm saying it's not for me. And somehow Timothy Leary.
You did not hear. I led with, I've been where you are. Yes, that does make me sick. Yes, I have had the symptoms that
MDMA
you have. And then I realized it wasn't the acid. It was the user.
Right. User error. You didn't have a banana.
That's right. Try turning the system off and on again.
I think I did that. Dude, I pulled out the wires. Believe me.
Mr. Oppenheimer.
I pulled it out from the fucking cord.
You were way cuter as Barbie. I got to be honest with you.
Also, it makes me feel like, you know, the position here, Keith, is that you can go, it was so much fun. I could see how doing it different would be, I get to have fun and not have this.
Sure, but it's not even worth it, is what I'm saying.
No, I'm not saying do it. I'm saying the humility of this wasn't the acid. Now that you guys are telling me, and I understand.
It had something to do with the acid a little bit.
No.
No, not at all.
I'm telling you, acid is not like a poison that you're ingesting. It is a
fine-tuned. I think it literally is.
No, it is not. You're mistaking. This is a fine-tuned
chemical. I don't think you can fine-tune anything in a bathtub. There, I said it.
Tell me if I'm wrong. Tell me if I'm wrong, Craig. Does acid affect your body, or does the chemical go directly to your brain?
It does not affect your body.
MDMA affects your body, so you're very likely to be sick. You have to really watch out for that. And it's one of the reasons why I don't really want to do MDMA. There's too much that I have to do in order to not feel that other side of it. So it's not worth it to me. Acid does not do that. Not the chemical. Ask the scientists who made it, the information behind it, where MDMA speeds up your body. It affects your organs. It does the things. Acid does not. It doesn't run through your body. It goes to your brain.
The equivalent of what you're saying is you take acid. You hit yourself in the foot with a hammer. You wake up the next morning and you're like, acid gave me a fucking bruise on my foot.
Yes.
I'm never doing acid again. It's like a hammer hit me.
But you guys are saying you're not defending acid?
I'm defending.
What the fuck is happening?
I'm saying look, if you're a person who on acid feels like they should hammer their foot, then consider not doing acid. I don't think anybody should do all of the drugs.
I think everybody should, even psychosis people and 12-year-olds. What the fuck kind of trick is that?
What I'm saying
not
is
everybody.
Don't take the acid and then find out the information. I'm saying if you want to do acid,
I can't get a time machine.
Not you.
Not me at all.
Listening, like you said, you're not. You said that we are recommending acid. We're telling everybody to do it.
I don't think I said that.
I am saying if you want to do acid, don't look up the information afterwards.
You think before? Prepare. How about restaurants? Should you look up at the restaurant before or after?
Also, don't hang out with Keith on acid. That sarcasm will make your stomach hurt. And then you'll be like, oh, acid makes my stomach hurt.
And then I have to defend sarcasm and say, I'm so defending sarcasm.
Yeah,
when he was belligerently edibled and had just taken the acid, he's like, so what am I supposed to do with that? And I'm like, okay, we'll just leave it in your mouth. And he's like, this fucking cardboard. And I'm like, okay, it's been in long enough. And he's like, no, I'm fucking eating it. I'm keeping it in my fucking mouth. It's never going anywhere. I'm glued to this fucking paper.
Now, who's exaggerating, folks? Do you think Craig said, dear sir, you have done the proper amount as per the paper. You may gently take it out of your mouth. He didn't. He said, chew it up.
I swear to God, what you just did is way closer to what happened than what you think happened. You know what I mean? Like, I do speak like that. Yeah,
let's go
please.
To the tapes. What happened? This is how Keith texts, which is, whatever, another conversation with another poll. Okay, that was in past episodes.
I want people to understand where I'm coming from. Context is key. I draw pictures with my words. Each one of these words is 1,000 words.
Oh, man.
Yes.
It's just so important. This is all to himself in the middle of the night.
Well, it's really to you.
About 6 hours.
Right.
Now,
about
this,
6 hours.
Is this to you, only to you, Craig, or to a group chat?
To me and Chris. And so
it was just on Diamond Dogs.
It is important because Chris said that he took a piece of a mushroom chocolate.
Right, which is goofy.
Keith had already said that he was on edibles. And I was absent from the text thread for a little bit. And my inclination is like the ape brain that is in Keith's mind. He was on edibles and then Chris said that he was on that and he was like, you know what? I'll take acid. Fuck you, pussy.
Well, not fuck you, pussy, but hey, we're having a party tonight.
Okay, yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I meant.
Well,
that's okay. What I meant. Okay, I stay corrected.
Honestly, because you were doing it in Keith's voice, that's what I heard.
Yeah, I'm a piece of shit. Yeah, exactly.
Before we
get
to the,
know what I mean.
Before we get to the tape, I saw this on Reddit. It's called Hemda's Acid Experience in the thread. It's crazy to me, says Lotep, that Hemda keeps telling everyone that acid is milder than shrooms. Now, full disclosure, I haven't done acid since the 90s, but I do occasional shrooms now. So maybe the acid back then was stronger, but my experience was always 4 to 5 hours of intense tripping. Lights are super bright, trails off of everything, crazy thought processes, followed by an 8 to 10 hour come down. Shrooms, meanwhile, only get crazy intense if I drink them as tea. I've had some shrooms that reach the intensity of acid, but only a few hours, and I've completely done the trip and come down after about 5 to 6 hours. She keeps saying on the show how mild acid is, and I don't believe that's the common experience. What's everyone else's experience? Now, did I pick and choose?
Get
that
a rope.
Can I just say, I don't say acid is mild. Look how I'm yelling at you to take acid seriously because it's a serious drug. Look at what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I did acid twice, folks. I'm not saying I'm an expert. I'm very cautious. That's why I only did it twice. I had a blast. Why am I not doing it every weekend? Because it is a big deal. Now, my trips, I considered very mild. My trips were mild. I saw some swirly things. I had some fun thoughts. Mostly I giggled a little bit. Things were silly. I learned a lesson that drugs can be fun. It's not your brain on drugs and you're fried. That's what I had. But here I am. For 3 episodes arguing with Keith to take drugs seriously.
And I wasn't trying to argue.
And people still see me like a willy-nilly druggie because it's acid and I sound like I'm condoning it. But listen.
You're saying if you do it right, you don't have bad hangovers. No, I can't agree with that.
I am not.
What the fuck are words? Okay.
No, I am not. I am saying to take it seriously so that you have a good chance.
Yeah, so it's still not worth it. If it's 1 out of 10, what happened to me happens again, I wouldn't even try that.
Fine.
So,
I'm saying take that into consideration.
What are you arguing?
I'm saying that.
What are you arguing?
But as an expert, let me talk to this writer and say, actually, I hear what you're saying because acid in a certain term is heavier than mushrooms, maybe because it is a very highly psychedelic substance and it is refined down to exactly what it's supposed to do. But where I'm coming from, and I think where Hemda is coming from, is mushrooms, and people check my science on this, but mushrooms are being absorbed by your body. It is a poison. It is something that is ingesting, and there are cool effects from the poisoning that you're putting yourself
through.
Told you
it's poison.
And it's not going to kill you, but you throw up. Your everything is being affected by it. There's a body high associated to mushrooms. Acid is not that. It's in your mind. And very often when people are on psychedelic substances, you've heard all the stories, they do something crazy. They run too much. They don't drink water.
I cut off two fingers.
They keep their eyes open too long. Imagine somebody, this is how benign we're talking about and how heavy the effects can be. Somebody sitting in a corner, hunched over, bad posture, and staring at a wall for literally 4 hours, and they're not feeling what they're doing to their body. And the next day, they feel fucking wrecked because they were staring, dry eyes, bad posture for all this time, and they don't know what to associate it to. And I'm saying I've been through it so many times that I can tell you these are the pitfalls of what you think that you're doing and you don't know that you're doing.
I was rolling in bed laughing.
I know what happened.
You don't know what you were doing.
I wonder, and I'm not sure, this is just like a thought that I had. I wonder if I like acid more than mushrooms, or if I thought acid was more mild than mushrooms, because I like going in my head. I like having these thoughts. I do it often, and I like to take edibles to increase those thoughts. Most people don't want to sit there and think about that, and that's why they're having a bad trip. Mushrooms, I are doing that thing to my brain, but it's a little more silly. It's a little more body-ish, and I don't want to feel it in my body as much. Same. That's why I think it's mild. Other people do want to feel it in their body. They don't want to go in their head. Thinking is not fun for people.
Well, also keep these in mind, I'm older than both of you, and I already have these thoughts and solved
by
them.
A year and a half. Sure. Yeah.
That's a long time. Year and a half. A lot of shit happens.
He could have written Barbie, honestly. He could have written it.
He's in the future.
Remember Kevin Allison? He microdoses and he ties shoes to his balls. I put a boot up my asshole. That's how much I do. Ballard, our buddy.
I don't even know what that meant.
I don't either. My acid trip, said Ballard, never lasted more than 10 hours, and the come down was essentially shit. It was essentially shit, shower, and eat. And then it was shit, shower, and eat, and then sleep for 6 to 8 hours. Now, I'm sure that reflects being 17 to 20 years old. I loved acid, and we all had fun on it. Yeah, first I read it was shit, and then it was great. I'm like, are you Bill Maher in the Barbie movie? Did you like it? Or did
you? I don't remember being tired after acid, but I wouldn't be surprised if I was exhausted, because 7 hours of having fun is exhausting. That's it.
Sure.
So that's why I wouldn't do it at night, because I'm already exhausted. Now I'm exhausting my body more. But I don't party like that anymore. I used to go out after midnight. That's when the party started for me. I'd stay up all night. I'd go to school the next day, work the next day, whatever the fuck. It didn't matter. That's not how my rhythm is anymore. So doing it at 11 at night, I know I'm fucked. Whether I have a good time on acid or not, I am fucked.
I think it was Ken and Barbie who said theory can only take you so far. So I had to see, am I too old for this? And
at 11 p.m., yes, you're too old.
Yes.
Well, now we know. How would we know? All right, let's check out the tape. We're all in this together.
Now can we just one more time? So you're just sending voice memos.
Yes. And Craig put them all together.
And
no
Craig,
response.
No response. Okay. And response. Keith, do you remember not getting a response and just being like, I'm leaving that there? Because that's how
I didn't go
interact.
Get back to my conversation about Bon Jovi. Like I don't forget what happened.
He even says, I don't know if this is in the cut that you made, but he even says in there something.
Don't look like I made it.
Go ahead and respond if you want to. Actually, when you guys write, when you write back, it's so fucking small.
It
you
was
pussies.
So tiny. He has a lot of pussies to these things. I'm saying, and though I never, I guarantee I didn't say that. I'm glad you heard it. There's no way I said that. Well, we're gonna find out. Somebody's about to be embarrassed. All right.
How's that mushroom chocolate?
Okay, what the fuck is that voice?
Oh, you're so sweet. You're so sweet. This is the you I'm in love with.
How's that mushroom chocolate bar hitting you? is there a mushroom chocolate bar that's relatable? What?
Yeah, it was hard to walk to the bathroom. I'm back in bed. Were you able to walk to the bathroom on chocolate mushrooms? Yeah, no shit. This is different. Oh my Christ. What's this bullshit? I don't even want to look at it. That's bullshit.
Oh, I know what this is. Craig sent me some aliens or pictures out of space. Like, that's where I'd want to go on my trip.
Okay, hold
right?
on, hold on.
No.
Hold on. I sent him this beautiful 3-hour long animation of like things kind of like for like so psychedelic but actually like tasteful. If anybody can get out there can like tasteful. Just trust my opinion on this. It was tasteful and it was
can
something
you,
that he could have had
it
on
to
his
me phone. And I'll put it on Reddit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't even want to look at it. That's bullshit. You love the fucking planets, aliens. Fuck off.
Yeah, you don't. And by the way, you see that you see the James Webb Telescope documentary on Netflix yet, Space Lover?
Oh, dude.
No, it's not about that, Keith Lamo. It's not about that. Fucking liar.
Die. What? What? Oh, hold on. 1 second. Sadia is calling me. Hey, honey. How's it going, bitch? Okay. Okay. Oh, shit. Am I live?
She, of course, didn't call me. I, of course, didn't reach out. Then I, just to be clear.
Okay, nice. Okay, oh, shit! Am I live? Fuck. But seriously, guys, let's get serious. Quite frankly. Bon Jovi is centering me. Nice try, assholes. I just tried to stand up. That was stupid.
Hold on, wait.
Yeah.
I just want to live in that moment right now.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. And I want everybody to take that.
You were putting it into your long-term memory.
Yeah, because like, just imagine somebody saying, Bon Jovi is centering me, asshole.
Well, it's related to the 3-hour bullshit video. Like, you tried your best, guide. I'll let Bon Jovi take over.
Bon Jovi is centering me, assholes.
I just tried to stand up. That was stupid. Real quick, tell me about these chocolates. What the fuck? Are we on the same wavelength? Holy shit. Holy hell. Are you alive, Chris? Holy fuck. What's his name? Craig? He sends me a picture of aliens bullshit. Fuck off. This is good. This acid is good. This acid is good. This acid works. Holy hell. You might rate some, and it comes in so tiny. You bitches rate so tiny.
I didn't say pussy, I said bitches.
Okay, forgive me.
It doesn't make sense. Little by little, who gives a shit? Who gives a fuck? Hey, first of all, does Craig sound like Buck Cherry? Kinda? Does he? Like, I had 3 points to all your things. Like, who gives a fuck? We're all just fucking stardust.
Hey, stardust.
Seriously, you guys awake? I think it's kicking in. Come on. Guys, hello? But can we get serious for a second? I think something was on that paper. Like, I think it's acid. No, seriously.
Can we pause for a sec?
Yeah.
Guys.
Do you remember this, Keith?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
And this is very like you. It's so in your words. It's not anything made up or different. Right.
And I knew
it's
at just, the time I was embarrassing myself, but it was just all funny.
I don't know that this is embarrassing.
Well, I'm not going to play it at my wedding, but yeah, I get you.
I am.
That's why you got divorced.
Because you guys played me on mushrooms, and she's like, I'm out of here.
Guys, seriously, though, I know it's 4 a.m., but seriously, something was on that fucking piece of cardboard. That was a bullshit. Like, Craig, see if you can try to confuse me at like 8 a.m. If it's like, Keith, ready to record? And I'm like, what? Oh, it happened to be 11:11. 11:11. When I ate it, it's 5 hours later. Holy hell. Holy cunt. All right. I'm starting to sound ridiculous, but one more final thought.
Wait, hold
imagine
on.
You're Bon Jovi, right?
Okay.
Oh my God, that was one. Okay,
are you right?
That's great. I would like to know, and I don't know if you can quantify this. What made you send when you sent? What, like, why? Because all the thoughts are basically the same, and you're being goofy the whole time. Right. What made you go? And now I write to them.
Just because everything's funny, and so it's like you got to hear how this is funny to me.
I like to think
and
that
maybe they'll say something funny back.
It's because he knew that I was such a good friend and that I was going to save this.
Subconsciously.
I was his journal.
Right.
Starting to sound ridiculous, but one more final thought. Imagine you're Bon Jovi, right? Who's fucking your wife, you dork? All right, thank you. Yeah, Craig wasn't lying. It really comes in waves. Yeah, I can drive a car right now. What the fuck? Okay, all right.
I, of course, didn't think I could drive a car, for the record.
Silly. Guys, can we focus? It's getting a little silly. Guys, please. Come on. What's your wife's name, Chris? I'm so sorry.
I got confused. See, I don't know if Chris is married or not, but on Diamond Dogs, he said, we did the Are You Getting Laid, and he had a fuck story ready, and one of said something about a wife, and I put that together like it's his wife. So here I go, what is your wife's name? Am I waking you up?
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah. So I'm like, well, let me say hi to your wife then, because this has got to be offensive.
That's fucking hilarious.
What's your wife's name, Chris? I'm so sorry. Hi, nice to meet you. I was listening to Bon Jovi. It was like every song was kind of fucking cool. But this is like fucking, he's trying to be Bruce Springsteen. Fuck off. You're ruining my high, bro.
It's 2020 fuck album you. Bullshit. Fuck you.
I really wanted to say I'm literally dead. But I don't want Craig to be like, do you know you really thought you literally died? No, but I think I'm literally dead. Oh, my God. This acid is not an old man's game. You should have seen me trying to get the Talon Uber in California. Like, oh, my God.
Whew. And there we have it.
And my brother, that's how you close an acid sesh. You really knew how to put a fucking bookend on it.
Woo!
It was so good, man. It was so fucking good. And I think I just like to underscore what I was saying earlier.
Kind of lost connection for a second, for the record. Go ahead.
I know, and I really wish she could second this emotion.
It's best.
That you were... I wish that I could convince you, or somebody could convince you to
do heroin.
Okay. You know, when you were in like science class in high school.
Oh, I was the worst at that. Is that important?
Boring. Well, or like first period, you know what I mean? And you'd come in and you'd still be tired and you'd be like listening to a lecture or whatever. And you'd like nod and like fall. And then you'd catch yourself, right?
Sure.
And you'd get back on there. And you know that it's like sweaty feeling of catching yourself and being like, okay, I got it sorted. I'm back in it, right? Yeah. I've used this analogy before. With psychedelics, in my opinion, as a psychonaut.
Hello.
that you're best served to, as counterintuitive as it is, but to let yourself fall. Because ahead of the time, because you're responsible about it, you've set up enough padding that your head's not going to get injured, your back's in a good position. And when you let yourself fall and you're not pulling yourself back into...
I don't think I was pulling myself, though. Well, acid was in charge.
But let me explain. Let me explain.
Yes?
That when you say... and I know you're being funny, but I actually think it speaks to something that is really going on, because I made the comment before.
Me and Bon Jovi?
No, when you said, hey, Craig, I thought I was dead, but I just wanted to say that I wasn't because fuck you, Craig. You're going to try to convince me that I thought I was dead, right?
Sure.
And I'm saying I get where you're coming from, but it's actually way more fun
to
pretend that you're dead. No, to pretend that you're dead for a while. And if not
Craig,
dead,
I'm dead.
If not dead, the spirals that are going on the wall. If
I went with everything, and that's why it's so fun.
Well, I wonder, because I'm saying that was your true self. If we can talk about this seriously, sure. Because I think
seriously, though, seriously,
that was your true self. Your true self was like, oh, whoa, I was almost convinced of this thing that obviously isn't true. And I, fuck you. I'm not tricking me. No way.
I won't even let myself trick me. Why do people think
exactly.
They can trick me?
Exactly. And what I'm saying is that I wish that it would be fun for you. It's not like a life-changing thing, but it would be fun for you, especially in this context, to be able to let it go and be tricked for a little bit, because that's what we're here for. We're not here to call out the magician. We're here to believe in magic.
I think you're taking this wrong. I was going with it and I was laughing my dick off. I don't know how I could have not. I would be dead if I laughed more. And nothing in life is better than laughing. Even sex, when you ever laugh during it, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It is great. And okay, I concede to maybe not be 100% correct about this, but do you see where I'm coming from and how I'm drawing the parallel from what you did twice that I pointed out, where you're like, even the joke in your mind, where your mind is at. When you asked me, why do you see blood when you're hallucinating, right? Why is it that you're looking for the trick? Why is it even that that's the joke that you're telling yourself or inspired to tell out loud because you think it's funny? Because in some way you are fixated.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's assume that's true. If it's that deep, I don't want a psychiatrist to fix that. You motherfuckers aren't getting me.
No, listen, that's why I said, this is not a fix.
Next thing you know, I'm part of a fake jury.
This is not to change you. This is actually a really, I think, great story. So when I was a child, I used to run through when my mom needed her purse from the car, I'd run through the basement with the lights on to the garage, and I pull her purse out of the car, and we had a basement light at the garage as well, and I would be like working myself up, and I turn off the light and I'd say, I'm going to walk through the dark basement till I get to the door to go upstairs without running, because I'm not afraid.
Okay.
Right. And every single time I did it, I'd get a couple steps in and I'd see something weird or whatever. And I'd run to the door and I'd catch my breath and I'd collect myself before my parents saw me again. Right. One day I got to the other side, the other door. And I didn't work myself up and I didn't play the game. And I had just realized when I got to the other side of the basement, whoa, I'm not afraid of the dark anymore. And in that moment,
Where's this going?
Well, listen, my first
this
thought
is what
was,
acid does to you, folks.
My first thought was, fuck, I'm never going to be able to be scared like that again.
Okay.
Because it's gone.
Right.
I don't know how to let myself fall into that again because it's nothing. I don't even think about it.
Sure. What like I'm a roller coaster you, or a horror movie. I follow.
Yes, yes. And what I'm saying to you is suspension of disbelief serves the audience to go into something and say, listen, the normal me would fight through this and collect reason.
But I
and,
am and, dead. And,
but yes. Or whatever it is, or there's a, you know, this never happens, but you know, just to be outrageous, there's a pink elephant flying over. Okay, fine. What it's best to have people around you to say, yeah, man, I see it too. And jump on each other's delusion because not because it's worth, you're figuring anything out, but because it's fucking fun, dude.
I couldn't have had more fun.
Okay.
For those hours well, then, until my skin wasn't mine.
Okay. It doesn't necessarily have to be an and or thing, you know?
And?
Or, I mean, or a thing. It could be an and.
What if water didn't let me laugh so much? Think about, no one's thinking about that.
You do have to consider that, honestly. Water is a buzzkill.
I didn't laugh. Well, did you have celery?
Water?
Right, right. Hey, who are we inviting to our party? Well, water's on the list for sure. Okay.
And it... Did you check out the punch bowl full of raisins?
What should the I want to talk to you on another show because there's so much I want to talk to Craig about celebrity interactions, love and dating, all that kind of stuff. You know, Kemda's going to be so jealous if I do it without her. What should the poll be? Do you think? Because don't let Kemda trick you guys into thinking I was the only one yelling, all right, and interrupting. Please, what do you think the poll should be?
I think that the poll should be, does everybody think it's possible that Keith cheats himself out of a good time?
I think I'm living my best life.
I know you do. What if I were to tell you it could be better?
Explain, Matthew McConaughey. Well, in five simple lessons, all right, we're going on a cross-country journey in your bed. Yeah, I don't know. What would the poll be? Could Keith be happier? Sure. What?
Wait. Who's right? Who's right, me or you? I think that if anybody that's listened
like
to this...
Like you and... Who did you agree with more in general? You and him or me?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. By the way, maybe I'm polling a little bit for myself, but which way would you yelp more?
Because Kenda can be a little trickster. We put up the poll in the TV show Jury Duty, which I loved. I said, is the guy that was being duped a fucking moron or not? And she's going with no. And I, of course, am going with yes. And then somebody wrote, he's not a moron. He's in on it too. And Kenda clicked like. And that's she doesn't believe that, but she's tricking you. So whatever she can get votes, that's how she's going to do it. She's sick. She's sick. Don't let her get ya. Oh, is that me being paranoid or dead fucking on?
Okay. So this is where I'm coming from, is that I put myself out there and kind of demanded a poll, maybe stuck my foot in my own mouth a couple times, right? And so what I'm asking of the audience is to not side with your outrageous self just for yucks. You know what I mean? I want you to be truthful to yourself.
Seriously.
Who do you think made a better case, a more thoughtful observation on the context of,
I'm good with
of
that.
The whole?
Sure.
Right? Myself or Keith?
You and Kemda or Keith? You and Kemda as a team.
Yes, me and Kemda as a team,
yes.
Which is actually great. We have an advantage.
When but I go I bowling, like I don't. When I go bowling, I don't just knock over one pin. I want you both together as a group.
If I don't get them all down on the first one, I just walk away.
I go to the next lane.
Yeah.
It's an expensive night. Fuck them.
Taking people's bowling balls.
Well, Craig.
Okay, yeah, we're not going to debate. There it is.
All right. Thank you for your
time. You don't want to talk about some of the celebrity stories?
I do, but I don't really want to do it without Hemda. I also have to urinate.
Okay.
So hold on to those. Those are gems.
I might be dead tomorrow.
Well, I know why you do drugs.
No, things are crazy around here.
Eat a fresh salad today, so you should be fine.
Yeah, I'm going to see Angel Olsen in a cemetery tonight.
Okay. That's the third Olsen sister, right? That should be fun. Yeah. That should be enjoyable.
Yeah. The ones that didn't get the television deal.
Right. KeithandTheGirl.com/VIP. Check out Diamond Dogs. It's a lot of fun. We, of course, just did a show with Newsy as well. 3 hours of Q&A. We talk about
Best
Sadia
show.
And we explained the sex trafficking story. So don't worry. Everything gets explained.
Wait a second. What?
And that's that. KeithandTheGirl.com/VIP. Use code free trial. One word if you want to give it a chance, if you're brand new to it. All right. Thank you, everybody. And we'll talk to you soon. KeithandTheGirl.com.